Tell Me a Story. It's a show about you. Now here's your host, astrologer Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Empower Radio. I love the name of that, Empower Radio. And the name of my show is Tell Me a Story. And I'm a Gemini, and my guest today is a Gemini. And it's because of my guest today, Bonnie Wirth, who I'm going to introduce to you in a moment, that I'm even on the show. And the value of being able to communicate and be able to share information through a technology where you're all sticking your ears near a computer, it's so funny. And there's radio waves going through the sky, going through the land, going through the building, going through your body, who knows, and being able to actually empower you to have a new point of view is pure magic. It's the side effect of being in the land of the Aquarian age. It's a term that so few people understand. It simply means we have left behind an old story, a 2,000-year era. It shifted somewhere in 1960s, and we are now in a time and period in history, or I like to call it her story, that we're completely rewriting what was once of the past. And we have a chance now to actually update and bring some wisdom to long worn out stories of old. So today, one of the worn out stories we're going to address, Bonnie and I, I'm about to introduce her, is the whole nature of sisterhood and what happens amongst women and how it can go either way. There's several little research stories I did. I think I'm going to start, Bonnie, with that, and then I'm going to bring you in. Just I'll give the backdrop, and then we'll come and have you start in your sweet, happy, joyful. Bonnie's like a ray of sunshine. As soon as her voice gets on the radio, you're all going to go, because energetically, she's a healer and she tickles people with the depth of her voice and the beauty of her face. And now you're going to hear it in the sensation of the vibration. But wait, first, let me back up. So there's three stories I'm going to tell you. This is basically one of the deepest wounds on this planet, is what happens among sisters. And people don't know this, but all the way at if you looked at the planet right now, the hardest, most intense acupuncture point on our planet would be the Middle East. That is the most violent, energetic. That's where ISIS occurs. That's where the Middle East wars occur. That's where the Jews and the Arabs fight. It's the hot spot. And believe it or not, that war that occurs in Israel with Arabs and Jews started amongst two sisters. I hate this story. Two women. I mean, I hate the story, but it's a truth. So it's a biblical story about Sarah and Hagar and Abraham. Abraham was married to Sarah. Abraham was one of the head beginning fathers of Judaism. He was married to Sarah, who carried this very old ancient wisdom. She couldn't bear children. In those days, you could have children past your 100-year birth date. It's so hard to believe. They had a completely different timeline. And because she couldn't have any children, they weren't having a son, and that was the time when men carried the lineage. She offered her best friend, Hagar, who worked in her house, they were very close, to her husband, Abraham, and said, we'll let her try and have the baby. And then when she has the son, we will raise it. We'll do this together. So certainly, Abraham agreed. Hagar agreed. Hagar got pregnant. She had the son. And within a very short period, Sarah went crazy. That's not a surprise. But, you know, in the name of spirituality, we're also woo-woo in these days. Anyone that's high and lofty, we bypass the human condition and we think we can handle these things. No. So she got a little upset. There began. Hagar was an Arab. Sarah was a Jew. And believe it or not, the war between the Jews and the Arabs began between these two women. She then left the court. Hagar became violently angry at Sarah and the wars began. That's the first story. So I just hate thinking about what would have happened. I mean, I love thinking about this. What would have happened if those two women could have actually taken the high road or had enough wisdom to say, why, we don't need a kid, a boy to take off the lineage. Let's just continue as we're going. We're best friends. This is just a concept that men lead power. Any other version of the story would have been wonderful. Okay, cut. Take two. The next story, which is here, I happen to be presently in Hawaii. I feel guilty saying it, but it's just true. And in Hawaii, one of the deepest myths on these islands, specifically on the Big Island of Hawaii, is called the Pele story. And Pele is the goddess of fire, and she lives in a volcano there. And originally, what the story tells is that she and her sister, she came from a long line of siblings. One of her sisters had kind of a flirtatious relationship with Pele's husband. She warned her to not flirt with her husband. Pele's sister didn't listen. It escalated, and eventually Pele got so angry, she destroyed her sister, and the fire of Pele became a symbol of jealousy and rage and the green energy that occurs between two women and a man. Here we go, same story. And then it becomes this wicked adventure of then destruction and nothing but sad stories. So there we go. We're the Piscean age. This is the old stories. We have lots of Piscean stories. Even the best one, of course, is the story of Christ, who we have on a, think about it. The Piscean imagery is a man on a cross with his tongue hanging out with this deep state of pain. Like everything about the Piscean age was horrible. That's why we're here in the Aquarian age today on the radio with me and Bonnie to change the story. And the last story is Kali, who, by the way, she's the goddess of destruction and creation. And some people think of Kali as destructive. Now we're going to make a little bridge to where it is that Bonnie and I live. She is the one. Why she got so angry, Kali energy, she was the partner to Shakti, is because she destroys sin, ignorance, and pain. So now, this is not the story of a woman angry at another woman. This is a story of a woman who has tremendous power, who worked in tandem with Shiva. She was his Shakti. Shiva was the man that she worked with, and she devours time, and she destroys sin, and she's transformation, and she's the value of the feminine that we're about to enter in now, Bonnie, you walk in, of what happens when the feminine energy is actually consciously using destructive, powerful energy as creation and not as a heartbreak to her sisters because she's competing or she's feeling jealous or she's caught in comparison, because that's got to be the single most difficult dynamic of all. So now in walks Bonnie. I just want to explain how it is I got to the radio show. I did a presentation with her group, and we'll talk a little bit about Experience Yourself in a moment. And Bonnie invited me, just as I'm doing with her today, to come into her movie, onto her scene, into the story of her creation, and Experience Yourself as a retreat that happens every year. And she let me take the microphone and walk into the middle of her room, and she handed me carte blanche, take my circle and dance with them. And we did it in such an effortless way that we found out we were best friends and didn't even know it. But it happened in a second. So now, Bonnie, I'd like to introduce you. If you would begin, I know you're going to get a little excited, by telling us first who you are and what you do, and then any way you want to enter, please. And here comes Bonnie.
Hello, hello. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share in conversation with you and your listeners today. I love those stories. I think it really speaks to the dynamic of the fact that we all get to express our own brilliance and we don't have to block anyone else from doing it. And it really, this is a powerful conversation, and it really helping all of us to recognize that we can all be amazing in the world. And so, wow, thank you for this. I'm really excited. Yes, I am Bonnie Wirth. I am a author, I'm an inspirational speaker, and I guess you could call me in some way that I'm an intuitive life strategist. So I work with women to really help to sparkle them up, to find their authenticity, that really pure sense of who they are, and allow it to be expressed into the world. So thank you, Deborah, for the introduction.
Yes, and what you left out, Bonnie, is Bonnie has an unbelievable feminine gift that's often been left to women to be able to go between the worlds. And so when she says she's a coach, she has the gift of channeling or hearing the voices or knowing how to make the bridge between our world and the other world. So when you work with Bonnie, nothing is the same after, because she has this way of actually letting you sew together broken parts of you or disenchanted parts of you or places where you don't even see you're broken. And she does it with such grace because of her connection to the multiple worlds. It's such a magical thing to watch her work. So don't leave that out. She is a channel and a medium.
Totally. I mean, I play between heaven and earth all the time. That is absolutely true. And so it really is to say that I recognize, I guess, in some way, an aspect, it's just how I show up in the world. So I don't even look at it as being different than anyone else.
And so being two Geminis, we're both Geminis, we both have Gemini is the symbol of a Roman numeral 2, and it is actually the bridge between the heavens and the earth. If you see what Roman numeral 2 looks like, there's a line straight above, a line straight below, and then these two lanes between them. And that is truly, for both of us, I speak about stars, you speak about the connection between the worlds. And this is really, now if we say this one more bridge we're making, the old story of women. And the old story, even with our mothers and ourselves, even with our old stories amongst our sisters where we've been burnt, and then the new story, which Bonnie, you were so gracious, I loved. So here's how it went. We were standing in front of an audience of women. We were in Sedona. I opened up on one of my lectures. We had never met before. It was kind of a random circumstance that Bonnie's partner Pamela Cushman saw me on YouTube and invited me to come speak. And they, both being air signs, were so fluid and so flexible. And so I took over the audience. And then suddenly we were all in it together. There was no separation. There was no competition. There was no need to who showed up. At one point, it was an opportunity for me to speak again the next day, where some people would be like, no, this is my hour. They were like, take it away, Deb. And so it became very obvious to me that competition and having to grab and having to compare ourselves was not even in the it wasn't even in the air.
Well, and it wasn't. And I think what's so important to recognize is that we really can't afford to fall back into some of those outdated ways of living and being. I mean, it's destructive. When we hold one woman back, we're really holding our own selves back. And so when we empower and support each other, we all go big and we all grow big. And really, the world is calling us to go big.
So if we look into our own history, let's take a moment and look into your history. I can do this and so can you, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And pick a woman in your past where you had a story where you were in shock at the betrayal, and that even to this day it may not have been healed or cleared. If you're willing, Bonnie, can you conjure up a story?
Oh, I absolutely can. I have so many stories, said the Gemini. and you know, one of them actually takes me all the way back into elementary school. I went to a really small farmhouse community school. There were a total of 13 students from K to 6 in this school. And I had a friend, and we were best friends. There were only two of us in our grade. I really felt bonded and connected with her. I mean, we were the only ones in our grade. So we were each other's support. We were learning the same things at the same time. We were, you know, going to birthday parties and celebrations and different things. And I really saw her and resonated with her as this best friend. We were really connected in terms of our commonalities. But the one thing about that, it was funny because it was like she was always mad at me. She was mad at me if I wore a dress to school one day. She was mad at me if I got a higher grade than her in school. She really, it was always this competition that was underlining in terms of the friendship. And I did everything possible to try to make her happy, to be her friend, to be kinder, to be more gracious. And I never, ever wanted her to feel bad about anything. So I found that I really, you know, always stepping back, really reassuring and going the extra and always giving up, always, I would say, in some way, sacrificing some of my needs within that friendship. But what was so funny is by the time we hit grade 6, we were in this place of where we were going to be transitioning into another school. But at that time, my parents' relationship broke up. There was a separation that took place that actually caused for me to go and attend another school in another community. And so I did that for a few months. But in the whole time that I was gone, this friend that I had basically pitted the whole rest of the school against me. So 4 months later, when this wounded little girl showed up after having gone through all of this relationship stuff with her parents, back into what she had known, I had no friends left in the school. Out of all 12 that were remaining, nobody associated me. Nobody wanted or was happy to see me. And I was completely ignored for like weeks before I was accepted back into that school. And so this was supposed to be my best friend, the one that was supposed to meet me and be excited and welcome and help to soothe some of the hurt that I had been through. And she definitely was not there for me.
So here's I have almost an identical story. So it's going to be crazy. And all of you out there, there are those that betray and there are those that are betrayed. And it is not either one of us that are guilty when we take it to the high road. And this is what I love about Bonnie and my work. At a spiritual level, you come into a lifetime and there's this word called karma. And the stories are repetitive inside of your chart. That's what I do as an astrologer. I notice the patterns that repeat themselves. So I know in Bonnie's chart, one of her issues, as is mine, is fire. We're super enthusiastic. We're super shiny. We're super bright. We're super good at what we do. And people get pissed. They get mad. They come drawing into the fire. It feels so good. And then all of a sudden they're repelled by the fire. They want to push it away. And then bugs are drawn into the fire and then bugs fly away. And anything when there's a big bright light, there's always a shadow that the light casts. If you see the sun on the other side's a big shadow. So the nature of fiery personality types like us is we draw people in and then they get mad at us. And I have almost an identical story. Honestly, Bonnie. So I was in eighth grade. I suddenly, all my friends started doing drugs. It was one of those eras where, you know, I was born in the, what had that been like in the late 60s. And I didn't want to do drugs because honestly, when I did, I hallucinated and saw past lives. And it was such a weird story. I was looking at people and I could see their skeletons. I could see what was wrong with their bodies. And I got so scared telling them that there was some problem. I didn't even know what I was talking about, but I could see past lives. And people got spooked out by me and they didn't want to be friends with me. So I would come out of the lunch line in eighth grade and I would go look to sit down and no one would let me sit at their table. And they would all look away. And this went on for almost a whole year. And I would go home every day so depressed. I couldn't understand what I had done wrong. But clearly my being an individual, I wasn't judging them, but they felt like because I wasn't participating and I loved being in a party where they were all high and I was straight, it was like pure entertainment for me. But I was always the individual that stood out and didn't fit. And so that separation or that alienation, and including my best friend who sided with everyone else but me. And she didn't, and that while we were alone, by the way, she would come over to my house and I'd be like, what is that? Like, you like me when we're alone, but you won't be friends with me in school. So that heartbreak. So this is the entrance. And many of you in this and listen to the show, you have a story of heartbreak where when you were a kid, something happened. Just think back. It could have been with your mom or your sister. It could have been with your best friend. It could have been with someone that you knew that suddenly didn't get you and they betrayed you. And that heartbreak becomes either, and this is certainly true of Bonnie, the grist for the mill to leverage you into a spiritual path and ask this question. What is my soul supposed to be learning? And how can I heal this? What is the high road? Where do I take this painful poison that every healer has to eat poison to lift it up into colors? It's the symbol of the peacock who eats poison and turns them into colors. That's how come the peacock's colors are so vivid. They're the only ones that can eat the toxicity off trees. So what is it that I had to eat that then turned me either bright or broke me? So when I work with clients, I often find out when I hear their history, somewhere there's one of those stories you just described where they were so betrayed by their best friend. All you tried to do, of course, the angels that we are, silly, it was to make her feel better.
Right. That was exactly it, you know. And then I look at, you know, even going into the middle year school. So when I go back to her and I think of this story that of what this was, I mean, it that bullying even continued on into middle years. I mean, really, I know I had girls wanting to beat me up just for showing up at school happy, you know? I mean, what's up with that, right? I mean, so, just because, right, you show up, you're in the total presence of who you are, you're just in the light, in a place of just wanting to be accepted and completely, completely being terrorized just for existing.
So now we're talking about the story of Hagar and Sarah. And now we're talking about the story of Pele and her sister. And it's inside of everyone's life, their myth of being heartbroken. So we want to stop there for a minute because there's like 12 more stories that we both have of where we got betrayed. Mm-hmm. To the point, I mean, my most recent story, which was so unbelievable, I did not see coming. It totally affected my career. I'm not going to go into detail, but when the friend that I approached after being really best friends for 10 years, and I said to her, wow, what made you do that? Like put the knife in my back and twist it. And she looked at me. She said, you know what? I don't know. And then she said, how are you going to forgive me? And I said, honestly, I can't. So it's an okay thing. I did forgive her in my heart of hearts. And we can, when we come after the break, we can do another version of this. But the short version of this is the question you asked is so good, Bonnie. What is it in human nature that when we see good or great or shiny or bright, there is always someone to pull it down? It's the story of if you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. We have this old historical backdrop in the psyche of the human that we don't know how to celebrate beauty, success, and absolute delight in someone else's victory. So I just want to ask for a moment, because here we are coming towards Christmas. If there was a gift that you could give to someone that you know who is really good, this would be such a profound contribution as women. You know what I did on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago? I was in Hawaii and I was at this place where all these gorgeous young girls, of course, they dressed to the nines. It was their evening out because I'm on a small island. And I walked up to all these girls and whispered in the ear, oh, you're now in the Goddess Club. You've passed. You look beautiful. And I kept telling all of them, like whispering in the ear, you look so beautiful. You're a goddess in training. That's what I kept saying. Mm-hmm. So there's an example of, I'm going to ask all of you in the listening audience. And then Bonnie, I want to hear from you. What do you do to celebrate or to encourage? And how do you, Bonnie, not get caught in the jealousy? What is the thought process that you live with that allowed me to walk into your world and share with you without any need to compare, compete, or pull me down?
Well, you know, it really comes back. There was quite a long time ago. There was an Indian actress, and she was popular, I think, in the 1970s. Her name was Bindu. She said that women who understand how powerful they are do not give in to the envy over meaningless things. Instead, they maintain a beautiful bond of sisterhood. And I think that's really what it is, real women, and being and recognizing that we actually need each other to love each other, to support and survive in this world. And it really is about, I go back to what I said at the beginning of the show, it really is about empowering and supporting each other, because in that, we can all play big in the world. There doesn't need to be competition. We were all created within the same brilliance and dynamics. And so it really is about encouraging, complimenting, and allowing each of us as individuals to express our brilliance and not tarnishing each other's stars.
So can you imagine you guys doing that? I have this wonderful couple that live here in Hawaii. They're both sisters. They're both married. And what they told me in secrecy is these two sisters, since they were born, this is so unusual, were best friends. In fact, one of them couldn't have children, and she asked the other one if she adopted, would they be able to raise them together in a household, and they did. And when I was working with one of them in a session, I said to her, because they're so close, they live in the same property, I said, what happens when you and your sister fight? Like, you're so close. And she said, when me and my sister what? And I said, when you fight, like, what happens when you bump? And she was like, why would I bump with my sister? And I was like, what do you mean? She said, we don't bump. In fact, what they realized was their contract was so clean and so pure that they had a stronger connection than they did with their husbands, who, by the way, they were both in love with. But the sisterhood connection of really being understood and being able to speak through things. And so I'm going to ask you in the audience, who's the woman in your world that either you need to ask for forgiveness for, because there was somewhere way back when that you probably didn't realize what you were doing, but you did hurt them? Or who's the woman in your world that right now that you can celebrate during Christmas and write a card and say, you know, I listened to this radio show and realized that what Bonnie just said, we can change the planet as sisters begin to value what it is to really genuinely be in a seamless, effortless connection without having to have karma or fights or disagreement, without it being easy to work through. Of course, there's bumps, but it's never with that edge, because you know you're on the same team.
That's exactly it. And I think that we can even look as women in terms of being successful within business or in careers or whatever. When we can look at the fact that when we applaud each other's success, we're actually pulling into the creative juices that have created the success in the first place. We all get to tap into it. And the moment we get into jealousy, it really is this matter that we begin counting someone else's blessings instead of counting our own. And so if we can just, you know, really get into a place where we're applauding and celebrating and encouraging, it's like I get to fly, you get to fly, and we all get to soar, and we can be such huge and a dynamic force of good in the world. You know, I think Elizabeth Gilbert, an author, she had posted on Facebook not too long ago, her note was, "Dear women, be kind to one another, love a woman."
Oh, I love that. So if you want to change the planet, we're going to come back. I have these horrible statistics I'm about to tell you, just to go to the other side. But in the name of, before we get to the, we're going to go to a break here in a minute. To change the planet, like, everyone's always saying this to me, what do I do to make a difference? And you really want to feel like you're impacting, and you really want to feel like you're contributing. And they call me as an astrologer all the time. And I am often giving people their destiny line and explaining what they're here for. But there's nothing more significant than the small act of being able to find peace in your household. And if you can do that with your husband, which I've seen with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, how she's played a healthy relationship out for how many years you've been married, Bonnie?
I'm not even sure anymore. It's been so long. No, I'm just kidding.
How long have you guys been together?
23 years.
So this is the art of making a difference. I swear, it sounds so superficial. Like, really, all I have to do is be at home and take care of my best friend, my sister, or my husband, and that's going to make a difference. This, when you hear the statistics, the degree to which this planet is suffering is so intense. And the medicine is us rewriting history, his story, H-I-S, to her story, which is that we know how to get along. And the way that we're going to change the future is being able to deal with, honestly, being in rapport. And for me, I got to go and stay at Bonnie's house over the last year teaching astrology in her town. And it was like I was in my own house. I didn't even know her. It was so crazy. And every time we left, we were in tears. And it was all because that feeling of a memory of some lifetime or some planet where we actually knew what it felt like to know how to take care of each other. And when you see this planet, it's so painful to me, the degree of how much we avoid the power that each of us have to make a difference in the simple act of taking care of your relationships. So the short answer is, in these stories, and I want you to come back, Bonnie, we have a break here, and tell us another one of the current day stories of where you were betrayed by some sister. And then we're going to, so this is what it is. I call it sweet and sour sauce. You take the angst of here we were, she was in elementary school, we were in middle school, our hearts got broken. I think back to those times. Think back to the times when you were like so distraught and you didn't have any faith and you didn't have any feelings of being at home. And then all of a sudden we're here listening now to Empower Radio and we're waking up inside the dream. Look at the difference of who you are, Bonnie, and who I am. I was just thinking this yesterday, like if somebody would have told me that coming around to 60, I would know sisterhood, I would know family, I would know what it was to be in love, I would be healthy, I'd be like, you're joking, right? Because I can remember distinctly being a young 20-some-year-old thinking, oh my God, this is the wrong planet. No one likes me. I'm going to eat worms. And furthermore, I shouldn't. I mean, I'm saying it funny, but it wasn't funny. It was despairing. Isn't it amazing how much we've changed, Bonnie?
It's incredible. And I am so happy to be where I am today in comparison to how it was playing out before. I mean, this is the juicy stuff. This really is what life is all about.
And so don't turn it down. Turn the fire up and stay around for the next before we're going to go for a break. But I want you all to take this break and think, who, what woman, where can I shine more? We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Empower Radio. It's Deborah Silverman and Bonnie Wirth. And we'll be right back talking about sisterhood and how we can change the planet one person at a time.
I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha-ha! I win! Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
And now back to Tell Me a Story with Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Tell me a story. Tell me a story. Ooh, can you hear me? It sounds funny. Tell me a story. I feel like singing. Am I supposed to sing to that song? Tell me a story. Bonnie Worth, are you back on my radio
show?
I
totally am. I am here with you. You betcha.
And I'm here because of you. So thank you. I really mean that.
Absolutely.
You have a connection in your belly button. How is that program going with you teaching your course? Is that going to start to happen? Are you on the roll with that?
I haven't rolled out with it yet, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting really excited about it for the new year. So, you know, one of the things I do really is about mentoring and helping and supporting people to step into their gifts and abilities. You know, everyone else who is kind of tuned in and tapped into that spirit world, and to be able to navigate it healthfully and to really bring balance within their whole life. And, you know, as I was sitting during the commercial break, I was thinking about your question. You know, you asked me, who in my current day, you know, do I have a story of a woman who has betrayed me? And you know what? It brought up this exact thing. And this is why I'm talking about the mentoring, is that I worked very closely with a girl for a couple of years, really helping her to find some wholeness within her life, to really heal her past and get, you know, release her story of what was, so she could really step into and be the positive contribution in her lives, creating her business, using her gifts and abilities to do this and have success at it. And so I had really been working with her for in depth. We had a really great connection. I began to really recognize and see her as a colleague, and I was celebrating her successes and everything. And one day she sent me an email and told me she could have absolutely nothing more to do with me, that she loved me so much that she had to cut me off. She could no longer be a part of my life, that I was always... To her, I was always going to be shining brighter, and therefore she couldn't have anything to do with me. She completely cut me off, just like that. It was like an umbilical cord, where in terms of how I had been mothering and supporting and being this woman to hold space for another woman, to empower her, and she completely, completely just pulled the plug.
And then what happened for you? Like, what happens for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, what happens? It hurts. It really hurt, because I have a tendency, I guess maybe it's the angel in me. I tend to love everyone. I really do. I give my whole heart and support. And when I love deeply, I hurt deeply. And so I was incredibly wounded. There was, I really went into some of the old stories or the old things of not being good enough, not being worthy or being accepted by other people. And it really took, it really kind of knocked me. And, you know, it was actually you in conversation, Deborah, sitting over dinner, where I shared this with you, where you really helped me to feel the emotion of what that was and to recognize that I could grow kinder and even more compassionate by being within the wound and in the pain
exactly.
of what that had been in.
Well, that's so funny, because that's just what I wanted to talk about. So, because this is one of the gifts that, Bonnie, you've given me. Bonnie has this gift of resilience and bounciness, like her chart. She's got Moon in Aquarius and Sun in Gemini, and so she's double air, and she's got a tremendous fire element where her spirit, you could be Leo rising, maybe it's not Virgo. Her spirit is so bouncy, no matter what her story, and many of you have heard, she's got her own radio show, her story is so intense and so dramatic and so violently painful that most of us would have crumbled into pieces and never picked ourselves up. But she, on the other hand, ate the poison, as they do in the name of true healers. They swallow the poison. It doesn't take them down, but in fact, it takes them up. So this is what I wanted to share with you. There were some statistics that you're not going to believe these statistics. And they begin to touch this issue of the emotional pain body. What happens when someone betrays you? What happens when you're sad? And I, different than Bonnie, I deal more on a melancholy kind of personality. You can't tell by looking, but I have this low grade default position where I'm like, what are we doing here? This planet is so weird. It makes me, it hurts my feelings. I don't understand why it is so poorly designed. I'm an astrologer who has discovered, without a shadow of a doubt, the mastery of astrology. I can look at a chart, and it's true now after 38 years, there's not a single chart that I don't look at that makes sense to me. So clearly the magical intelligence of this great mind that designed astrology way back when is perfected. But back at the ranch, the human condition is ridiculous. So I'm like, excuse me, can we talk? And they never answer. I call all the time. I'm like, can you explain to me what you got going on when you decided to get humans to hurt each other after they love you? Like, someone calls you and says, I love you so much, I can't talk to you. Like, that's just wrong. So the point of the story is there's two flavors. I call it sweet and sour sauce. So there's the sweetness that we are angels, both Bonnie and I came from the same planet, where we came down, we made a promise we were going to eat the poison, we were going to share with you guys, we'd be communicators, listen to us talk, we'd be communicators, power supreme, we would bring you the gift of insight, we would be able to heal you with magical means. You go to Bonnie Worth, you go to Deborah Silverman's astrology website, and you find, oh my God, statistics, now you're going to flip out. Okay, so first of all, here's the good news. There are there's only 7 billion people on the planet. There's over like 3 billion people have internet. So almost half the planet are now communicating through a mechanism that has bonded us by a push of a button. That is a magical, unfamiliar, never before in the history of mankind. Welcome to the Aquarian Age. We can all push buttons. No matter what country you're in the world, there's an internet connection. Isn't that crazy? That's the good news. And what that suggests, that's more than 35% of the planet. So I make this joke, that that's a third of the planet, a third of God's brain is actively working on all these synapses. It's just ridiculous. However, so that's the good news. We've got this very active intellectual appetite to want to communicate and learn and study and push buttons. And we're so excited about it. The internet, that's an error element. But back at the ranch, ready for this? Every day, 350,000 babies, no, every day, 350 million babies are being born. Can you believe that? And every day, 250 million people are dying, which means that every day, 100 million new souls are coming in who have never been included in our population before. So every single day, there's 100 million. Is that possible? Yes, because there's 7 billion. 100 million new souls are arriving on this planet every day. Here's the bad news. A seventh of our world population go to bed starving. There's 750 million people every night that go to bed hungry. I can't stand thinking about this. That there is this ridiculous imbalance. So we're talking about what occurs in the sisters' hearts. Now we're talking about what occurs. We're into Kali. We're at the highest level of the feminine, the mother. If she were to look at this planet right now as a mother, she would see this incredible imbalance. Just like in that story, like this is a ridiculous story. So all I can derive and why I wanted to talk to Bonnie about this is because Bonnie's a channel. She gets direct connections. I don't know who she talks to, but they are not from here. Let's start there. They're either from the other planets or they're aliens. Honest to God, they like hanging around her, and she has a vehicle or a body or an system that is a very open channel. So I'm going to open up your channel at the top of your head. If the question was posed, there's 100 million new souls arriving every day, surpassing the population that we've ever been at ever before. And the planet is reaching this peak number of wantings, nothing more than to actively pursue the feminine in her healthy form. Because that's my belief. Dalai Lama said it the best. There's going to be a transformation brought to us by the North American women. The planet's going to change because there's enough women right now, starting with Oprah and Hillary Clinton, not to mention every woman listening to the show, who are deliberately willing and deliberately trying to stay awake, not play out the old movies, do their spiritual practice. You're doing all the healthy things you can think of, from vitamins to listening to your chanting, to doing your yoga, to doing your channeling, taking your classes, watching radio shows, listening to woohoo. If the intention for us is to wake up inside this dream and it's happening at this number, does Bonnie feel optimistic about what's occurring on this planet, knowing that there's this crazy imbalance? Where is your emotional, intuitive antenna system registering the present day circumstances? We watch this crazy imbalance of all these people going to bed, all these people arriving in here, going to bed hungry, coming in here in the mad dash because they want to be here. What's your sense of the movement of our planet as we move towards the future?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I have all of these voices talking to me all at once. And there's this reassurance of that, really, that everything is well. That first off, that our planet is capable of holding and sustaining life in larger numbers than what we believe to know. That our beliefs in terms of what is actually possible is what is limiting each and every one of us for recognizing that everything is okay. Just as there's different kinds of love perceived by their mind, there's also different kinds of numbers that can be perceived. And so there really is this call right now for so many people, and we're feeling it, and you talked about all of these women leaders, about helping, you know, each of us to rediscover the truest love of pure consciousness within our own hearts. And so every person doing that, we're everything's really, it's okay. We're all here for the contrast. You see, this is why the soul has actually incarnated in the first place. We're here to live through experiences, to have different awarenesses reawoken. This is about the evolution of the soul, which in essence is the evolution of the planet of a whole. And so this is right on course. There are all these divine powers that are supporting and guiding and ensuring that everything for humanity is being taken care of, just as there are a large number of souls that are exiting the earth or saying, I'm done, that's it, I'm tired, I'm not doing anymore, I've done all that I can possibly do to help the evolution of this planet. There are so many souls that are incarnating who are saying, we'll take it from here, we've got it, we're tuned in, tapped in, and ready to go. We've got the pure consciousness existing, we know the truest form of love, and we're going to carry this planet forward. So there's this reassuring message that we really, really need to breathe, to slow down, to send love, to say our prayers, to find connection within our own self and reassurance that all is really well. It's all going to be okay. It's just playing out in a way that we wish it wasn't going to be, but it doesn't mean it's not playing out exactly as it's supposed to.
So this is where sisterhood, this is why I love being with Bonnie so much. So why are you listening to the show today? And what is it about Empower Radio and the people that are on the show? And what is it about Oprah and the people that she introduces to us? They give us hope. And they give us faith. And while there is this dark, twisted evil and death, and there is hunger and starvation, and those of us that are water personalities, we just want to dwell on the sad part because it feels, you know, it's like listening to sad music. I love sad music. At a certain point, I had to say to myself, Deborah, stop that. And Bonnie's been such medicine because her conviction, knowing her story, well, I can't wait for your book to come out, Bonnie. Knowing her story, you find out if she can go up above that story and find true love and happiness and have a marriage that she does and these children that she's raised, then anybody can do it. And if her friends can betray her and she continues to keep her heart open and doesn't turn away, anyone can do it. And what is it that allows hope and faith in the face of these numbers? Like when you know that there's millions of people, 18,000 a day are dying of hunger in Africa, just the children, I can't stand it. It's why God didn't give me too much power, because I would just stop the world, pull out the plug and go, excuse me, we are going to share our food starting now. But well, just think, go ahead.
I was gonna say, can you imagine the world if we all started sharing the food and the money? I mean, we really, everything, we could be so provided for, so taken care of, there wouldn't ever be any suffering ever again.
I know. And so this is perfect. The part where I get, and this is where astrology is perfect. There is really a design brought to us by the higher. This is why when you say there is an intelligence or overshadowing beings, or there's a host of angels, or that it must be true, because whoever designed astrology was, it's so airtight. Perfect. I mean, I'm telling you, it's absolutely perfect. So there's no question that there is a level of intelligence and mastery that occurs at the spiritual level. And everyone that dies, I think it's so funny, everyone that dies doesn't want to come back. They walk to the edge, they have this experience, and they're like, really? Because it's so amazing on the other side. So that says a lot. Back at the ranch, in this exercise called school, better known as Earth Life, you have to go through all these initiations. And part of them is facing this dark evil. Like how does the mind comprehend this crazy reality? I had this great dream that I'll never forget. This happened to me. I tell this story all the time. I was standing, I think I did on this radio show once, I was standing at a guillotine in the dream. It's funny enough, with the woman who betrayed me, it's funny, she was in the dream. And there were all these men standing around in these Calvin Klein suits that dressed up to the nines. And they were putting my head in the guillotine. And I turned to her and I said, what did I do? And she looked at me puzzled. And as I put my head in, I was terrorized. The guillotine fell and all the men started laughing. I pulled out my head and there was nothing in there. Was no sword. And I came out of it and I woke up and I realized, you've got to get out of your head, Deborah. Mm-hmm. You can't use your head to figure this out. And that was the beginning of me realizing that while I'm an astrologer and I have a huge appetite, you know, as an intellect, and I love to read and I love statistics and I love information, it has nothing to do with the design brought to us by a spiritual world that doesn't give a poop about the size of our brain, which, by the way, we're only using a small percentage. I have the friendship with Jill Bolte Taylor, who was, she has 25 million views on YouTube on TED Talk. You should go on the TED Talk. If any of you haven't seen Jill Taylor, Jill Bolte Taylor, it's called My Stroke of Insight. She was a brain surgeon, and she had a stroke. And while she was having the stroke, one side of her was losing her mind. She was blending into the wall and watching herself lose her. And her other brain was going, uh-oh, you're having a stroke. You better call 911. And the other side of the brain was going, no, no, it's such a good feeling. I'm having the best time. Look, everything is one. And her other side of her brain was going, excuse me, get to the phone now. We are about to lose it. And she was, and she literally does this dance on this. Have you seen it yet, Bonnie?
No, I haven't.
So you watch her dance between these two realities, and then finally she comes and loses her mind. She pushes the telephone. She can hardly see the numbers. She pushes a redial button. This is as close as she could get because she couldn't see anymore. And the ambulance came to get her, and she lived for 7 years it took for her brain to come back online. And then they're making a movie now about her, and Oprah is her best friend. She called me last night. She's a client and friend of mine. She's remarkable. But her message is, your left brain is dominating, and you think you understand this place, and it operates with so much logic, you can't argue with it. And then there's the right brain, where the feminine lives, where sisterhood just wants to be friends. We don't want to argue. We just want to giggle. We want to have fun. We want to play. We want to sing. We want to dance. We want to use our intuition. We don't care about logic. And that's what Bonnie's speaking to. Your mind can't, it's limitless on the right side, where there is the possibility of us not understanding how this will all work out, but I promise it will. So we are sitting now in the time of history, according to the prophets, that is the most uncomfortable period. It's right before the dawn. And according to the Kali Yuga, which is a 24,000 year cycle, according to the Indians, we're at the darkest night of the soul. And in this moment in time, all of us are being tested. Can we hold faith when everything looks wrong? And that's the question of the day. So what Bonnie has done for me, and why I'm so glad she's on the show, is when you meet a sister like that, where you're like, she's given me back so much faith. Like, I'm at Bonnie's house and I'm sitting in her presence, and I look at her face like we're teaching a class, and I feel guilty because all I really want to do is talk to her, because she because she reminds me of the part of me that is so desperately aiming for the light. And I ask all of you, whatever level you're at, whatever evolution you're at, whether we're talking in a brand new version, you just turn the radio show on, you don't even know what we're talking about, or whether you've been listening to every show for the last 12 years and you still can't find enlightenment, and when you go to meditate, your brain doesn't stop, and you haven't had a dead person visit you yet, and you can't figure out what your chart's about, and you really wish you were in someone else's skin, doesn't matter. All of you are in this together with us, and to the degree that you still take one day at a time, mm-hmm, and abandon the left brain's attempt to try to figure this thing out with a right or wrong, you'll find out. This is the great, I love that book. Did you read it yet? The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Have you
Absolutely.
Read it,
Emma? You bet.
He becomes enlightened on the other side. He was an alcoholic and severely, totally useless on this side. But you'd never know the souls and the people sitting at your Christmas table, and the mother who, or the father who abused you, or the brother who abused you, you never know what service they were doing and what their relationship with evil was, and how do we help them turn the story around, because we, me and Bonnie, mm-hmm, want nothing more than to fall in love on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. And I think that, you know, Deborah, you talk so much in terms of the left brain, the right brain. And I think it really is about, you know, refer to the little human, the big human, the higher self, the lower self. And this really is this conscious choice to be able to rise above any situation and look for the lesson, to look at what it is that is being called of us. And so when we can look at the world and everything that's playing out, and we're all searching for peace, and we can't understand the anguish and the despair and everything, the starvation that happens, we can't fix the whole world, and we become exhausted within the energy, and it hurts our hearts so immensely, that the key really is about coming back and fixing our own homes, coming home to our own selves, coming and settling in into the yumminess and the nurturing of our own hearts, and to embrace our values, to find the good in ourselves, to realize that we're capable of change, you know, to finding compassion and generosity within our own homes, within our families, to our children, our husbands, you know, our neighbors, and really looking at it, for everyone taking responsibility to create those peaceful environments one block at a time within cities, really does have a rippling effect. We can change the world. We just can't take on the world just one person, but it is one person and everybody making that conscious choice that we can make the difference. And when we can connect to that love inside of ourselves, you know what? We can be kind-hearted. We can be hopeful. And, you know, and sometimes we've just got to have a sense of humor. You've just got to laugh sometimes at how ridiculous life plays out.
And that's the only medicine that I know, Bonnie, is a Gemini. Like at the end of the day, part of my being in love, and I know this is true with your husband, is that if I can't laugh, I'm going home.
Right.
So this is what I want to say for you guys during this Christmas holiday and during Hanukkah and during the new year. It's the sad joke. it's a sad joke that we don't ever really get to understand. And it's so important to ask these questions we're asking today. How does my sisterhood and the dynamics of my childhood, what happened where my heart broke? Why do they betray each other? But more importantly, how do I keep my heart open? Mm-hmm. Like what Bonnie just said, how do I keep coming back to love? If there's only that single question you live with every day, what am I going to do today to serve? How do I open up my heart wider? And if that's my role here this life, to have taken on, as Bonnie did, I also took on such a crazy story and didn't get to meet my partner at the young age that Bonnie did. I had a long movie of being single. For all of you out there, I have great compassion. Here comes the holidays, and so many of you don't have partners. I did that one for so long, and so many of you don't have families that you can go back to. So this is really the art and really the karmic effort of walking up the mountain and eating the poison. Can you find love? So you know what I tell people to do? Put on music. There's these great artists that I love. Trevor Hall is one of my new heroes. Anybody go Google Trevor Hall. He is one of those beings that's trying to lift up the energy. There's lots of them. Snotum Kaur. I love saying her name. Mm-hmm. Snafu. I nicknamed her Snafu. But her name is it's S-N-A-T-U-M, Snotum Kaur, K-A-U-R. Put on their music. Let it run through your house. Give yourself the uplifting permission to be the change agent. Because if we don't do it, who will? And no matter how much your sisters have hurt you, I love that story so much of those two sisters here. I have to just acknowledge those two sisters who were best friends. And one of the woman's name was Jessie. She taught me hula and I lived in this island. She passed away not long ago. And every day when I'm on the island, I acknowledge her. It makes me want to cry. She had the spirit that Bonnie has, that every time I'd see her, the room would light up and she would dance and every one of us would cry. And I know she's listening right now. I can see her out my window. There are these beings who left the planet or are on the planet, sometimes incognito, sometimes on the radio like Bonnie, and they're trying every which way, like Wayne Dyer and the Dalai Lama. And there's so many trying every which way to tell us, you guys, don't let your mind dissuade you. Don't get discouraged. I'm reading these statistics and all I want to do is go, what did she do? How come they're not being fed? Why are we running for president and talking about what when we could be helping the starving and the homeless? Why is anybody homeless on Christmas?
It's insane.
I know. So yeah. We get to feel, that's what I love, Bonnie, is it's insane and it's sad and we get to feel the pain. And then on the other side, this is the dumbest part of this planet.
Right?
It's so stupid. It's so dualistic. Like we have to feel pain to feel pleasure. Excuse me. This is like the joke. I'm in Hawaii. In Hawaii, the weather is every day between 72 and 76, or in what is that in Canadian Celsius? It's probably like 19 to 21. So it's the same all year round. So people say to me, aren't you getting a little bored? I'm like, excuse me, there are 7 degrees of heaven. On a bad day, it's the first degree of heaven. On a good day, it's the seventh level of heaven, but they're all heaven. We don't need to go to hell to figure out heaven. That's my planet. Now, we're not there yet. I give you that. Why am I here? Why is Bonnie here? We're preparing the way for the future. When women get along and we celebrate each other and we know how to say, I'm sorry. And we invite people over to our house for dinner and we do everything we can. And we can say no equally comfortably, because us little sweetie pies, me and Bonnie, no is the new yes. You can say no whenever you need to, because the most important thing is that you stay inside your boundaries and you know what healthy is and you stay true to your own rhythm. And that's what astrology is. Go to my website, Deborah Silverman Astrology, and click on your name of your sign, and I'm going to make you laugh, because the job I have this life is to tickle us back to awakening that there really is such a sisterhood. And Bonnie, I'm in love with Bonnie. I fall in love. I'm going to sneeze. It must be true. I'm in love with Bonnie. I'm in love with sisterhood. I'm in love with the future. And back at the ranch, we've got a bottleneck right now. We're at a very difficult transition. Do not think anything is wrong. We are simply at one of the darkest parts of the cycle as we turn this corner and we turn into the new age. But at this moment, we're right in that birthing canal where it's dangerous and the baby feels like it can die and the mother feels like it can die. And if you were in a room watching a woman giving birth right about now, as the planet's doing, you'd think everything was wrong. She's screaming, she's yelling, and all the sisters are in a circle going, we got this. We know it's okay. And that's why I love Bonnie, because she, like me, is a midwife. And we are here to let you know that while it may seem to you that everything's wrong, when we hear who's starving and what's going on the planet, there is a third of our intelligence all over the planet on the internet getting the good news with smiling faces saying, don't lose faith, especially during this Christmas holiday. 2016 is going to be an amazing year if you choose to make it amazing. And that's why you listen to shows like this and you call us and you seek out for help. And please give yourself the gift this season of asking for help. Get a reading done. Call Bonnie. She's such an amazing coach. Nothing will be the same.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, my God. I'm so thankful for being here. And I'm sure we're at the end of the show. Is that true? Because I'm running out of breath.
Oh, you know what? And absolutely, you know what, Deb? I just have to just say, you know, I think that you really hit the nail on the head to recognize. And it really what happened is that it always gets dark before it gets light. And I know that we don't like to hear that, but that is a part of what we are experiencing right now. And one of the ways that the angels showed this to me this last week as I was in consultation with a client was that it's almost like we are standing on a street. And right now there's only a couple of light bulbs that are lighting up the street. But as we look down and we go to the block ahead, there's 5 street lights that are lit. And as we look even beyond that, the whole block is illuminated. So it is a matter of just having faith and to know that there is hope for better tomorrows.
I love that story. Okay, you guys, here we are. I'm telling you right now, you can go to Bonnie. How do they go to your website?
Hey, my website is bonnieworth.net. You can find all sorts of things about
it's
me
Worth,
there.
W-I-R-T-H, not W-O-R-T-H.
Exactly. And of course, they can catch me here on Empower Radio on my show, Lighten Up.
And go to DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. You're going to find me. We're at the end of the show. It's been such a pleasure. I'm so thankful. I love you, Bonnie.
Love,
I love you,
love.
Bonnie. I love you, Bonnie.
Right back at you.